Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Government divest cane lands in St. Catharines. Stay with us to find out more and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a Honeyan farmer. JSIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The government is to divest 10,500 acres of former sugarcane lands in St. Catharines, geared at achieving high-yielding, profitable production of non-sugar crops and livestock. It is expected that these lands will mostly attract large investors engaging in onion production, fruit tree orchards, and exotic crops. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audie Shaw says he is to receive a proposal from Sugar Company of Jamaica SCJ Holdings Limited in short order for the rationalization of the specified lands. Mr. Shaw says these lands are part of the 18,000 hectares of land leased by Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company, which were subsequently returned to the government. The lands were once home to the Bernard Lodge estate, which focused on sugarcane cultivation, operation of a rum distillery, and eventually ethanol production. The Agriculture Ministry negotiated the return of the lands last year as part of plans to promote greater utilization of idle arable lands for agricultural production.
These hectares of highly fertile, alluvial, flat, and mechanizable lands represent the largest contiguous area of lands in Jamaica suitable and ideal for this agricultural revolution.
Mr. Shaw says he has met with SCJ Holdings, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, the National Irrigation Commission and Agro-Investment Corporation, and has issued instructions for the Bernard Lodge Land Use Master Plan to be developed in short order. The plan will outline how the lands are to be utilized. He notes that of the remaining 7,500 hectares of land left available, 2,000 hectares will be developed into an urban community. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the National Library of Jamaica, NLJ, will be mounting an exhibition through its network of libraries from May 23 to October 15 to mark the 70th anniversary of the Empire Windrush's historic voyage to England in 1948. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Drop foot. The literal translation is to drop your feet. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for Improved Safety and Security in Schools.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is to dance. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.